Hello, and welcome to Eisner Amper's podcast series, where we explore the business and accounting topics that matter most to you. In this episode, we'll cover the complexities of tax reporting of foreign direct investment. With us today is Timothy Spies. Tim is the partner in charge of Eisner Amper's Personal Wealth Advisors Group and vice president of Eisner Amper Wealth Planning. Tim, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's hard to read the business section and not find a story about increased governmental scrutiny of foreign direct investments. So why have the IRS and other enforcement bodies become so active recently with regard to tax reporting?
The reason is, and it's a global issue, not just U.S., is that it had become apparent to many governments, including the IRS, that in the case of a U.S. person, or a foreign person who's required to file here in the States, that they were not reporting all of their income. In many cases, because, quite frankly, they may not have been aware they didn't have to file. And then Treasury began to try to calculate how much lost tax revenue was occurring because of the non-reporting. And that's really what started it. I mean, there's been foreign bank account forms forever, whereby if you're a U.S. filer and you have an account over $10,000, that you have to do a simple disclosure form. But it's a lot more pervasive than that now. We're probably going to talk about this, but there's now balance sheet disclosures. Many of these now are reported right on the U.S. individual income tax return. Okay. Some are reduced to also a separate filing or dual filing.
Now, Tim, it's my understanding that investments in real estate, as well as bank and investment accounts, require taxpayers to provide significantly more disclosures when filing their tax returns. That's even up to and including balance sheets. Is that the case?
Yes. Okay. Under rules that were incepted on your U.S. income tax return, if you own, and you're right, you're very good in saying all those things about real estate, bank accounts, any kind of foreign investment or business asset, generally has to be a financial asset. But you're now required to disclose that. It's Form 8938, and it goes right inside and accompanies your U.S. income tax return. And remember, it's not just for a U.S.-based taxpayer who files the U.S. return, but also a foreign person who is subject to the U.S. reporting rules.
Now, are there any other burdens that this puts on filers and or their advisors?
Well, many taxpayers, because they've never been accustomed to having to do this, sure, there's record keeping that's involved. There's having to keep track of investment statements or even valuations. What happens if you have a financial asset that's not readily ascertainable as far as value? You know, there are accuracy-related penalties that could arise with this. So you really want to do your best effort to make sure that the values are correct, insofar also as listing bank account information, the name of an institution where, say, a cash account or investment account might be held, the address.
Yep.
It's very pervasive.
Okay. Now for where the rubber meets the road, what questions are you getting from clients regarding the tax reporting issues of foreign direct investments?
First, how is it defined? Secondly, does it apply to me, says the client? And so we would spend and do a fair amount of time just understanding it, both as their advisor, but also because we're preparing a U.S. income tax return. Those are really the threshold questions. You know, keep in mind we're not talking about disclosing personal assets. So if you had a second home that was not a financial asset. So you can see where this goes. It's focused on income-producing investment assets under the view that with, just a proper amount of skepticism, may not have been reported in the past, the income therefrom. So look what you're able to do now. You can see the income get reported, and then there's the balance sheet, all in the U.S. 1040, that then shows the various accounts, federal ID numbers or identification numbers and so forth. It's all right there.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball a little bit. Do you foresee any additional reporting disclosures on the horizon?
Yes. A matter of fact, this year, specifically in June of 2016, there are additional proposed rules, not effective yet. This is also happening on the corporate side. So as much focus as the governments have been on individual filings here in the States, it also carries over to corporate filers filing in the States, U.S.-based, and also foreign corporations doing business here. So in that regard, we believe it's going to become a lot more transparent with a higher level of required disclosure.
Is there anything, if at all, that filers can be doing now to be proactive ahead of tax code changes or the new compliance requirements?
Far and away, and this is maybe more toward our corporate client relationships, is making sure that you have a good mechanism to obtain the information, understanding what needs to be reported, obtaining values, as we've talked about earlier. Because without that information, you're not going to be able to execute a complete filing.
Okay. Any final thoughts or words of wisdom on foreign direct investment?
This is a global initiative. The U.S. is not the only country in the world that's concerned about foregone revenue, tax revenue, because of misreporting. There are treaties now that have been incepted between the U.S., EU countries, and others to come to agreements between the governments just on this point. It's here. It's not going to go away. I think your earlier question, I think it's going to become a lot more sophisticated as far as the information that's requested and a lot of information sharing amongst the governments.
Well, Tim, thanks for your expertise and insight on this issue.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Eisner Amper podcast series. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. And join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.